Patient's name, first name is Gordon, G-O-R-D, as in doctor, O-N, as in Nancy, last name Leonard, L-E-O-N, as in Nancy, A-R-D, as in doctor. ID number is 26005, date of birth is February 6, 1924. This is an office visit slash follow-up note, and also a letter to Gabriel, G-A-B, as in Bob, R-I-E-L, Mary, H-L, M, as in Mary, last name Umania, U, M, as in Mary, A, N, as in N, C, A, M, D. I want copies to Chandra Nath, C-H-A-N, as in N, C, D, as in Dr., R-A-N, as in N, C, A, T, as in Tom, H, Mary, initial L, last name Das, D, as in Dr., A, S, as in Sam, M, D. As far as dear Gabriel, I thought you would appreciate an update regarding Mr. Leonard, period. Next is Roper, English. Mr. Leonard returns in follow-up regarding chronic findings of normal chromocytic hemolytic anemia, as well as intermittent iron deficiency due to occult GI blood losses in the presence of arteriovenous malformations. Mr. Leonard started to feel very weak and tired the first week of January period. He was also having some memory issues and muscle cramping, mostly on both pelvis, C-A-L-V-S, and K-I-E-S, in some period. The patient underwent a routinary blood workup prior to my appointment, and of significance was worsening anemia with a hemoglobin of 9.9, hematocrit of 32.2% period. He was also found to have iron deficiency again, therefore coma. The patient received intravenous iron infusion on January 8, 2013. As far as Mr. Leonard is starting to feel better, Brian. There is still tiredness and fatigue, but less, Brian. He's starting to notice the improvement regarding memory, period. There is no longer a muscle cramping, period. He did have dizziness, coma, lightheadedness, or chest pain, period. He did also present with cold, C-O-L-D, as in doctor, intolerance, which appears to be improved, period. There is stable dizziness at exertion, period. He did have any melina, coma, hematokexia, coma, coffee ground, like vomitus, or hematemesis, period. Next paragraph. Even for the 14 systems, reviews non-contributory, period. Next paragraph. Medications reviewed and as noted in the chart, period. As far as physical examination, in general, he looks pale, period. There is no distress, period. Next vital sign, blood pressure 90 over 50, pulse 60. Blood pressure 90 over 56, pulse 60. Respiration 16. Temperature 96.0, weight 170. Next, HEENT, pale conjunctiva. And enicteric sclera, period. Next chest, no dullness to percussion, period. Next lungs, clear to auscultation, period. Next abdomen, bowel sounds are normal active, period. It is soft, coma, depressible, and non-tender, period. Next extremities, there's no edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, laboratory. Number one, as above for CBC slash differential, period. The rest was found to be within normal limits, period. A comprehensive metabolic panel is completely normal, period. Next number. Again, coma iron profile was consistent with deficiency, period. B12 and folate levels are normal, period. As far as impression, number one, worsening normal chromocytic hemolytic anemia in light of recurrent iron deficiency, in light of occult GI blood losses due to arteriovenous malformations, period. Also, coma, the patient is again found to have a low testosterone of 11, which is a contributing factor for his chronic anemia, period. Pharmacological therapy is another contributing factor, period. Less likely, coma, the possibility of myelodysplasia could be considered in light of the patient's advanced age, period. However, coma, I continue to monitor his LDH, and he continues to be normal with a value of 189. Next paragraph, plan recommendations, number one, close surveillance and to reassess an improvement after intravenous iron infusion early this month. Next number, CVC slash differential, comma comprehensive metabolic panel, comma LDH, comma iron profile, comma B12 and folate 5 days before return. Period. Next number, I will assess Mr. Leonard in 4 weeks with the above results. Period. Next paragraph, respectfully, Ricardo J. Quintero, Lecture, NCMD.